They found their way to the secondary docking ring beneath the lip of the orbital plate without further incident. Stalactite-like towers extended out from the underside of the floating metropolis, with nothing but open air beneath them and the throne world far below. Between each tower, there were bays where war-wounded ships lay waiting for new orders. For many of these once-proud vessels, grievously mauled in battle against the traitors, the only fate before them was the maw of a breaker's yard. One such ship, a small corvette that had served with the defense fleets outbound from Proxima Centauri, lay at anchor nearby, making ready to set sail for the last time. In a small control compartment inside one of the towers, a lone servitor worked the dock systems in an endless, monotonous cycle of arrivals and departures.
Ready for decoupling. Stand by. This area is restricted.
Make sure this is the right one.
Aye.
Stop. Identify yourself.
Look upon the brand on my armor, Servitor. Recognize the authority.
And if it does not, that didn't work the last time you tried it.
Then things will not end well for our half-brained friend here.
The slave worker hesitated, ruby-lensed optics clicking as they peered at the sigil of Malkador.
The mark of the sigilite.
Let me make this clear. Obey me, or I will end your wretched existence.
Understood, my lord.
It learns quickly. This is the right vessel, Garrow. A dead ship with the same registration I saw in the hidden files. Records indicate it is bound for the scrap works of Jupiter's moons.
Servitor, where is this hulk really going?
Exact destination unknown.
Where is Othrys?
At the mention of the code word, the servitor began to twitch like a victim of palsy.
Unknown. Unknown. Cannot answer. Data purged.
Stop. Must be a mnemonic block. It doesn't know that word because it can't know it. All references to Othrys have been burned from its mind.
Even a psyker would be unable to find anything in there. How long until this wreck is sent on its way?
Egress will occur in 10 minutes.
Time is short. We must move quickly.
What few guards there were watching the docking bay had their attention elsewhere, allowing Garrow and Tallery to steal aboard the derelict in short order. The scribe did her best to keep pace with him, but she was flagging. He frowned, holding the wide airlock hatch open so that she could enter.
Hurry! The umbilicals are already detaching. The ship will be under power in a few seconds.
Oh, I hope you know what you are doing, my lord.
You have faith in the Emperor, Tallery. Grant me some fraction of the same. Actions of this kind are not new to me.
I have never been to the Jovian Yards. In all honesty, I have never left the orbit of Terra in my life.
I doubt that Jupiter is our destination. Othrys could lie anywhere within range of this ship's engines.
Tallery halted and shot Garrow a worried glance.
But if we take to the warp, we could be in transit for days, months.
Or more. But we are committed to this now.
Thrusters firing, the dead ship disconnected from Riga and got underway. Within minutes, it had pulled away from the gravity of Terra, rising out of the atmosphere. It came about to put its broken bow towards the stars. The deck beneath their feet trembled as velocity increased, dim lights flickering over their heads as power ebbed away to maintain more vital systems. A heavy chill began to descend. Rimes of frost formed on the metal walls, and their breath blossomed into streamers of white vapor.
The cold. Where is it coming from?
I expected this. We are aboard a derelict, scribe. This ship has no human crew to speak of, only cogitators and servitors to run it. All the other decks are empty, so there is no need for life support down here. Oxygen, water, heat, all unnecessary.
And how exactly am I supposed to survive a journey without those things? I have heard that space marines can endure even the vacuum of the deep void, but I am not so gifted.
He gestured down the corridor, indicating a compartment off to one side, and beckoned Tallery to follow him.
I have not brought you this far only to let you suffocate or starve. You are correct that my genetically enhanced physiology allows me to live for extended periods in a state of suspension. For decades, if need be. I have something similar in mind for you.